The rain has just started to come down in torrents out of nowhere. I must have been sat here watching it, looking out the window for, I don't know, 5 minutes now. The wind has picked up and the rain is going sideways. The birds are flying for cover. The dog is sat just staring at the water coming down the glass. And the little cottage I'm in is taking a battering. I'm glad I ended the dog walk when I did, because I was dressed for warmth, not for waterproofness. There was a time when I'd see the rain come down like this and think, excellent, my little shed is gathering loads and loads of water into the water, but all that free, good quality water for the garden, etc. I guess there'll be a hell of a lot more rain to come before we get to the potential droughts that may happen this summer when we see hose pipe bans and reservoirs getting below their record low levels. We really, really need to stop taking water for granted. It's amazing when you think the next world war may be over water, what with the Nile being dammed, blocked and diverted way back up by its origin, and as being as wasteful as we are. I don't mind the rain. I kind of sometimes am more bothered by the amount of muck that the dog brings into the house rather than how wet we're getting, but I'm very thankful that we do live in a climate where a drought for us is don't use the hose pipe. Having travelled extensively around places like Africa, you would not want to experience a real drought. The dust bowls and the death and the having to commute just to find a well or a tap of some description. So rain is good. We should definitely be thankful of it, and we should be very aware of the fact that we waste a hell of a lot of water. I imagine what with Twitter and social media being used for loads of campaigns recently, it's going to be brought more and more into our awareness. Let's not forget Twestival and WaterAid, Charity Water, all of the people surrounding these causes that bring a lot to our attention about how we do take water for granted, and some people just don't have quality water, let alone the luxuries that we get so used to. I can turn on the tap now and pour a delicious glass of relatively purified, you never know what's going on with the fluorides and stuff they're putting in the water nowadays, but healthy, safe drinking water. I'm looking out the window and we have a torrential downpour which is just lightening up a little bit. Yeah, we're really lucky in England. And let's not forget it.